Was there any issue in particular that made you say, I think I need to do something about this?
Infrastructure. The second was public education, you know, public schools. And I know that technically the mayor has no jurisdiction whatsoever over, you know, the school district. But having represented every superintendent going back to Linus Wright and handling their desegregation case, mm-hmm. and also Richardson's desegregation case, I have a little idea what it takes to have an equal educational opportunity for minority children in a large urban school setting.
So what do you think the mayor's role should be in regards to the school district?
When we have any kind of programs or initiatives, Sam, like the home rule, we need to have community-based initiatives, Sam, not top-down driven initiatives. And more importantly, we need to involve seasoned, experienced educators, parents, and the community when we talk about strategies to help our school district. The mayor needs to develop neighborhoods. And every great neighborhood has to have a great local elementary neighborhood school. And I'm talking a school where kids can go to school on sidewalks, or at least sidewalks that aren't crumbling, where they don't have to step over potholes, they don't have to go past abandoned property, they don't have to go over abandoned businesses, that there's a 24/7 wraparound with respect to the neighborhood.
By wraparound, do you mean?
You take the neighborhood as a living, growing organism, an ecosystem. You look at nutrition, food deserts, transportation, public transportation, housing, pre-K, after-school programs. You know, between 2004 and 2011, Sam, we have lost close to $4.8 billion in a taxpayer base. People are voting with their feet. They're moving to the suburbs. We are disconnected as a city in terms of where people live and where they work.
Your website says, "It's a better future for Dallas starts with better basics and fewer potholes." What does better basics mean?
If you take a look at the memo dated March 5th, 2014, from Jill Jordan, the assistant city manager at City Hall, street and transportation, we have a current inventory need of over $4 billion. And that report goes back to 2006. Sam, we're kicking the can down the road. We need to have a different way of financing our infrastructure. And that's why I wrote a white paper on public-private partnerships.
We've had several, if not numerous, bond issues that supposedly was to cover all of this. What happened?
I'll give you the best glaring example. In 1998, Sam, we passed a $246 million Trinity River Corridor Project bond issue for a park and a parkway. Today, you and I sit here in 2015. What, 17 years later? We don't have a park. We don't have a parkway. And guess what, Sam? We have no money for the park. I think we need to take a look at that.
You want to get rid of the parkway?
I want to get rid of the toll road, Sam. A toll road is not a parkway. A parkway is not a toll road. And what happened in 1998 is we voted on a park and a parkway. Today we don't have a park and we don't have a parkway. What we're messing around with is a $1.5 billion toll road. Someone was asleep at the switch, because as far as I know, there never was a debate, there never was a town hall meeting, and there never certainly wasn't a referendum or a vote by the city of Dallas to basically promote a $1.5 billion toll road.
Your website says you want aggressive revitalization of South Dallas.
Right.
I don't have to tell you, though, how many times that has been promised, suggested, touted.
Right.
You have a solid plan for how you're going to do that? What's your plan?
Everybody's doing it the wrong way.
What's the right way?
There are over 400 neighborhood associations in Dallas, big and small. They have one thing in common. They don't have a voice at City Hall. We need to bring an official group together to give them a voice, to let them give input to the city in terms of what are the needs of the neighborhoods. We should have one big department. It should be a Department of Neighborhoods. And everything, your utility services, your tree ordinance, your pothole repairs, should go through that neighborhood department. I think it elevated so it's above every department. Everything reports to that neighborhood director.
Marcos Ronquillo, thank you for being with me.
Thanks, Sam.